Then you also, in this time period, you had an aunt and uncle who lived in La Jolla, California,
Yes.
and a family member was in business with Walt Disney.
Correct.
So there was an experience for you there.
Yes. That family member was Helen Alvarez. I'm sure she started Channel 6 television. She
Oh.
was a glam gal, but kind of like an Elizabeth Taylor type person.
Okay.
Yeah. So her brother was married to my mother's sister.
Okay.
So we would spend a lot of summers in La Jolla.
But tell us your experience of going to the set and Walt Disney and all that.
Oh, yeah, that was exciting. So, of course, I was a big movie fan because I was in the whatever seventh, eighth grade. And Helen, woman that was in all these businesses with Walt Disney and that, said, "Okay, I got you a pass, and you're supposed to meet Albert Zug Smith in his office, and then he's going to have somebody take you around." And then, so her mother was with me, of course. And we did that. It was fabulous. It got to talk to different people. Peter Lawford was on a set, got to talk to him. I know it was just, one of those movie fantasy things. It was fun.
Right. But didn't somebody say you ought to take a screen test?
Yes, they did. Yes. So anyway, they gave me a script to take home to Tulsa and look at and all of that stuff. Then I got back to Tulsa, and actually, in later years, my children used that to play with and did little plays and stuff using that script. But anyway, I got back to Tulsa. I was in the Days that year with friends and so forth, and I guess felt like I was getting ready to be a movie star. But then I got the chance. I mean, I was going to go to college, and I did not want to not go to college. I'm also an only child, and have a very close best friend, Roxanna, and I,
Roxana, who?
Lorton.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I didn't want to leave her. I mean, we were together all the time. We lived close to each other. Anyway, so I said, "No, I don't want to do that. Maybe later." But I mean, of course, later never came. Then you go to college, then you fall in love, get married, have children, But it was a fun experience.
Were you offered a contract?
Yes.
A contract? That's
Yes.
amazing.
Well, but I mean, I didn't sign it. I don't know.
No.
That was back in the days when weren't they trying to get a whole bunch of little starlets and stuff going on? I mean, I think that they were serious, but I doubt that they just threw themselves on the floor when I said no. I mean, I think I was probably one of many.
Have you talked to Peggy Helmrich about these things?
Yes,
Share
yes.
what would you talk to her about? What would you?
Mm, gosh, that was, I don't even know if I remember our conversations. I just remember she had heard about it and
Yeah.
asked me about it.
We should say that Peggy Helmrich, of course, was a movie star and then left that to come here to Tulsa to be with Walt Helmrich and all. So you do have that in common. She went on and made films.
She made some films though and
Right,
stuff, yeah.
right.
She was Peggy Dow.
Peggy Dow,
Yeah.
right. But you weren't pursuing your dream of being a Hollywood star. If somebody had been, they might have jumped at that
Oh, I'm
immediately.
sure.
But since it was not on your radar, oh, you want me to be a star? I mean, that's probably why
Right.
it was easy for you to shut it down.
It was interesting because I was very interested in acting. I had taken acting lessons from Isabel Ronan.
At Tulsa Central?
Well, I got a pass because I was a senior, I guess, and so I could leave school and go to Isabel's, which she lived in a small house, I think, with her sister for a while, very near, and I could walk and take these. And I loved taking the lessons, and I always kind of had that want to be an actress, or at that
Oh,
age, particularly, and
yeah.
movies were big then. But no, I think I've always really liked where I am in my life at the time. That's a very lucky thing.
That was very lucky.
Yeah, I loved being in college. I loved going to New Orleans to college. I just have kind of liked every single part, and I didn't want to. And I bet part of it was probably looking back, kind of. I was not a very independent person. I think I probably just didn't want to go off by myself somewhere.
How old were you then at that age?
15, 16.
Okay. Your mother certainly wouldn't let you go out there by yourself.
Oh, no, I mean, she went with me the time that we were there.
Even if you accepted work.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure, no.
Right. Right. The name Isabel Ronan, was she a teacher at Tulsa Central?
She was a very famous speech. I don't know whether she ever actually taught at Central or not, but she taught Tony Randall. She taught...
Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey. Had a conversation with Paul Harvey about her one time. He came to something, and I got there early to interview him, but I got there early enough, and he was there that nobody else was there. He was so funny. He was a darling, darling person. And he said, did you actually take from Isabel Ronan? And I said, yes. And we compared notes and told funny stories about her and stuff. She was very interesting.
I think that he has given credit to her on his national broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I remember he was coming to Tulsa for maybe the Salvation Army mm-hmm. event. And I had him on the air. And he, in that interview, talked about Tulsa Central and mentioned mm-hmm. Isabel Ronan. So that's why it flagged
yeah.
my
in So my maybe mind. She was at Central. But mm-hmm. by the time I was in the picture, she was in her little house nearby. Mm-hmm.
And Tony Randall, you said, too?
I even talked to him on the phone one time. I was taking a lesson from her, and I guess they remained really good friends, and he called. And I was learning how to do The Last Duchess, the portrait on the wall. Anyway, I was learning how to do that, and Isabel was telling me how to do the intonations and how to stop here and continue. Anyway, so Tony Randall called. And so she was telling him, and then she said, I want you to talk to this young lady. And so we talked for like 30 seconds.
Oh.
You know, hi, how are you? Oh, fine. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Are you learning from Isabel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.